Another gorgeous 4-H Achievement Days here in Aurora County at the Fairgrounds in Plankton. I'm J.P. Skelly, KORN News Radio, FM 101.3 and AM 1490, visiting with first-year 4-H member Noah Fink of the Aurora Countryside's 4-H Club. Noah, thank you for joining us today, and you're pretty busy here. You've got a number of projects. I understand you bake some cinnamon apple muffins. Tell us about those.
Well, I first thought of it when we all were doing the baking stuff, and I thought you could take a cinnamon muffin and actually just add one thing by adding apples to it.
And how did you make out with your cinnamon apple muffins?
Well, I got a blue on it because the one thing about them, they were a little too soft.
So is that something you can learn from and then fix that next year?
Yeah.
And also, you told me that you've done some string art. What's string art?
You take a ton of nails and you pound them into a board and you make a pattern. I did, like, a rack of horns, and you take string and you make different patterns on the horns, and then you can maybe take, like, flowers and hot glue them between them or do something like that.
And also, you mentioned that you did a fleece tie blanket. What's a tie blanket?
Where you take pieces of fleece and you cut them to where they measure up the same, and then you cut little like slits in the around the entire blanket, so you can either tie them or you can cut lines in all of them, and then you can cut and tuck. So I did a cut and tuck blanket.
And what kind of design did you have on the blanket?
I chose owls because they're really a big eye-opener to me.
And Noah, also, you did some finger painting. Tell us what you painted.
I painted flowers where I took and I mixed my colors all together, and then I dipped my finger in them and I swirled them, and then I took and I made leaves around them.
And how long did it take you to do that painting?
It took me about 15 or so minutes.
And anything else that you did this year for Achievement Days?
Well, I did a hot air balloon painting, and I did a flower cake, and then I actually did a bowl that was like you can stick a hot deal of oatmeal in it and put it in the microwave or something, and then it'll like make sure when you take it out you don't burn yourself on it.
Well, you've been very busy for your first year in 4-H. And Noah, is there any other projects you're thinking about trying in the future?
I thought maybe when I do this, if I'm a senior, since I've collected all my ribbons, I could take, like, wire from, like, a chicken's coop, make it shaped into an N or a 4-H sign, and put all my ribbons and string them on there.
Well, I hope you get a lot of ribbons to put on that project. And Noah, one final question for you. If someone were to approach you to talk about your 4-H experience and ask why they should join 4-H, what would you tell them?
I would tell them that if you're looking for something to do, if you're like a really crafty person, you want to do agriculture, then you probably should join and see what you can get.
Noah Fink, first-year 4-H member of the Aurora Countrysiders 4-H Club. We wish you the best of Achievement Days.
Thank you.
And that's Noah Fink here at Aurora County 4-H Achievement Days in Plankton. I'm J.P. Skelly, KORN News Radio, FM 101.3 and AM 1490.